This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to our Shir on Tefillah. Baruch Hashem, I'm getting a lot of feedback that the material that we're learning is very meaningful to people. I know it's meaningful to me. Because we've been saying the same words our whole life, it's very hard for us to shake out of the routine that we've developed. But by learning about the depth and profundity of the structure of tefillah and the meaning of tefillah, it definitely enhances our understanding. And Elu Dvarim Sha'adam Oichel Peiroseim Ba'Olam Hazeh V'Hakaren Kayemes La'Olam Haba Iyon Tefillah. This is one of the things that we eat the fruits in this world and we get reward in Olam Haba. Now, I want to review one important teaching that we learned last week. I think it's one of the most important teachings that we had in a very long time, and that is the question of Rabbi Avram Falaji. Namely, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that of all of our tefillahs we should sing Mizmar L'Soida, because all Shirois will become batel except for Mizmar L'Soida? What exactly is so significant about Mizmar L'Soida until Rabbi Avram Falaji in the Pada Es Avraham said he saw the holy Megala Amukais? And the Megala Amukais teaches us an amazing idea that the entire structure of tefillah is merumas and mizmar l'soida. Namely, we know that a person should not be oimed l'hispalel until he learns a devar halacha. So, therefore, mizmar l'soida begins. Mizmar l'soida begins with Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz is Rashi Tevois Halacha. By the way, I just want to mention that the series of Shiurim on Tefillah is sponsored by our good friend Rabbi Tzala Rose, Lezecha Nishmas, his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshamish Haven Aliyah, Biomeil Siosher for their home Mishpacha, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. So the Megala Mukos reveals that the first part of tefillah is halacha. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. You got that? Halacha. Hariu, by the way, I saw last night in the Chidah's Perush on Tehillim, the Chidah says, Hariu ends in a vav, Lashem ends in a hey, that's 11. Kol ends in a lamed, 41. Haaretz ends in a tzadi. That's 131. Let's try that again. Hariu, la, hey. Kol ends in a lamed, so that's 1141. Hariu, Lashem Kol Haaretz. The Chidah says Soifei Tevois are Anava, which teach to be successful in Halacha, one should have humility. Be it as it may, the next part of Tefillah is as follows. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Serve God with joy. That refers to Karbanos. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Bayu Lefanav Bernana is a reference to Psukei Dezimra. Then after Psuke Dezimra is Shema. De'u ki Hashem hu Elokim. That's Yediyas Hashem. The second aspect of Shema is recognizing that the 248 words of Shema correspond to the 248 Evarim. Namely, there are 248 words of Shema. Give life to each one of our Evarim. Hu asanu v'loy anachnu. He made us. That is a reference to that dimension of Shema. Then there's another important dimension of Shema, that one should imagine themselves being Moiser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. That is referencing our son of V'loy Anach Amoy V'tsoyin Marisa. We're like his sheep, that we would go to slaughter for him. Then we say, after Shaboyu Sha'arav B'soida, come to his gates in gratitude. That refers to the first three brachos of Shemana Esrei. Chatzei roisav b'shila. The chatzah refers to the main body of Shemana Esrei. Hoidulai baruchu shemai refers to Ritzei, Hamachzer Shchinas Otzion. Ki toiv Hashem li'olam chazdoi is moedim. V'ad dar v'adar emunasai refers to Sim Shalom toivu v'racha. So the Megala Amukos is Megala that Mizmar L'soida encapsulates and incorporates all of the tefillah. Now I would like to share with you an amazing thing. I don't think anybody ever knew this. I'm pretty sure. Last week we asked a contradiction. When we start Hoidu, we said the word is Hoidu Hashem Kiru Vishmai. Hoidu Ba'amim Alilo Yisav. It's a Milra. Hoidu, not Hoidu. So why when it comes to Mizmar L'Soida, Hariul Hashem Kars, If do as Hashem Zimcha, Bayul Fanra, Uki Hashem, who has son of Lena, Amazon, Hashem, Hoidu Lai. Why in Mizmar L'Soida is it Hoidu Lai, a Milel? You ever wonder about that? Why in Hoidu is it Milra, Hoidu Lashem, and in Mizmar L'Soida, Hoidu Lai, it's a Milel? Now, isn't that a good question? Does anybody even have an inkling of the answer? Why is one a Milel and one a Milra? No guessing. Either you know or you don't know.
Can't guess? Why can't we guess?
No, no guessing. This is not amateur hour over here. Now, what's Chas v'Sham? I'm, you know, dealing with seasoned Talmid Chachamim over here.
So isn't one sounds like it's tzivui, and one sounds like you're just doing it to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hodu sounds like tzivu, you should praise Hashem, give Him the praise. Hodu Hashem is like, Halleluka, praise the Hashem. But you do it when you
want to
do it, you know? But I'll do
is,
that's what it sounds to me like.
Mm. So, my father, taught me, there's a rule in Hebrew grammar called Nasoig Achar. Nasoig Achar means it recoils back. And this is the following principle. You cannot have a mil ra followed by a mil el. It's too crowded. In other words, if word 2 is a mil el, where the emphasis is on the first syllable, and the word before cannot be a mil ra, because if you emphasize the ultimate syllable and then the first syllable, it's a conflict, it's too crowded. Hoidu lai. Lai is a mil el, there's only one syllable. So it's lai. So you can't say hoidu lai, because then the hoidu and the lai are going to be crashing into each other. So we apply the following principle, that even though in Hebrew, by default, every word is a milra, but if the next word is a mil-el, the word before jumps back and you emphasize the first syllable. So it becomes hoidulai, not hoidulai, hoidulai. But by hoidul Hashem, God's name is always a milra, Lashem, not Lashem, Lashem, and therefore Haidu remains the Milra. Wow. So today you got a real treat. You know, the Chavos Siyoyer says, Dikduk is like mustard. A little bit is good. Too much, you know. But this is a little bit of mustard is really delicious, you know. So that's the klal of Nasoig Achar, where Haidu Lashem becomes a Mil-El, and Haidu Lai is a Milel, and Hoidu Lashem is a Milra. Okay, so let's. I want to share with you some thoughts from Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and some other thoughts as well. What is the difference between a Shir and a Zemer? Shir just means poetry, no music, no melody. Shir refers to poetry. Zemer is with music and melody. So, Mizmar L'Soida, that means this song was not just a shir, but it was a zemer, it was sang with music. Hariul Hashem Kol Haaretz. I don't understand. Last week we learned from Rav Yaakov Emden that the Mizmor LaSoida was enacted because every day we experience miracles and we don't recognize the miracles that we experience. So we have to, so to speak, bring a toida every day. That's why there are 41 words in Mizmor LaSoida, 40 keneged the 40 loaves, and one keneged the carbon itself. And so here the guy experienced a miracle. Why is he saying, "Hey, Hariu Hashem Kol Aretz, everybody blow the shofar"? Hey pal, you're the one who has to show gratitude. Well, what did everyone else have to do with it? So Rav Miller expresses the following idea, that one who wants to express thanks to Hashem, he should be aware not only of the kindness to him, but the kindliness to everyone. And therefore he awakens all men and summons them to praise and thank Hashem. That's why in Birchas HaMazon, where you had a salami sandwich, but the bracha you say, "Unoisein lechem l'chol basar." Because when somebody wants to thank Hashem, he has to express gratitude to all of mankind. Secondly, because of our love of Hashem, we want to bring all of mankind to His service, because a loyal servant endeavors that everybody else should also likewise serve the Master. So the reason why we want other people to thank Hashem is an expression of gratitude. One who truly feels gratitude to Hashem is aware and cognizant not only of Hashem's kindness to him, but of Hashem's kindness to everyone. Secondly, out of our loyalty to Hashem, we want everyone to be loyal to Hashem. Thirdly, we are so overwhelmed with gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our gratitude to Hashem is so immense. We have to thank Hashem for teeth, and for gums, and for a tongue, and for lips, and for speech, and for a nose, and for smell, and for hearing, and for eyes, and for two eyes. And we could go on the whole day. There's little, our mouth is not enough to be able to speak all day long of all the things we have to thank Hashem for. I just read last night in a Hebrew sefer, quoting an English sefer, that Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, on his last day in this world, the doctor came into the room and he said, "Rabbi, how are you doing?" And Rav Miller says he doesn't have time to discuss that because he's so busy thanking Hashem. Because we are commanded to love Hashem, especially in the last moments of life. V'yahavtois Hashem alekecha uv'chol nafshecha. You need to love God even when He takes you out of the world. And how do you come to love God? By appreciating everything He gives you. So Miller says, today is the most important day of my life. The last day of my life is the most important day of my life. I am reviewing all the things I have to be grateful to Hashem. And Rabbi Miller solicited the doctor that the doctor should help him count and enumerate all the things that he should be grateful for. So the reason why we summon other people to thank Hashem is because we're acknowledging our mouth alone is not powerful enough to thank Hashem for everything there is to thank Him for Hashem. So therefore we have to summon the mouths of all of mankind, and we have to summon the heaven and the earth and all of creation to enlist them in our task of thanking Hashem. Now, we don't just make a song for God, and we don't just make music for God, but rather, hariyu, make noise. Sound the trumpet. Meaning we have to do even more than just music and melody. Now we say, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve God with joy. This is very important. Yeah, I really thank you, God. I thank you, Hashem. I really appreciate you gave me a mouth. Thank you. and I appreciate you gave me teeth. Teeth are really good. I don't have to drink milkshakes every single day, three times a day. I could actually eat food. And gums are very important, otherwise the teeth would have nothing to be in. Thank you, Hashem. Okay, and what are you doing about your gratitude? Nothing. Nah, it's not worth anything. Gratitude is expressed by avoda. And therefore we have to perform the avoda with joy. Because we are burdened with the following question. What can I repay to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He bestowed upon me? So because of His love for Hashem, a person wants to please Hashem. And when he has a new opportunity to serve Hashem, he rejoices. So at least he could pay Hashem back in some measure. The Chaye Adam, by the way, wrote a commentary on Mizmar L'Soida. It's printed in the back of the Chaye Adam. And he says on the Pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha bayu l'fanav bernana. He quotes the Zayar. Kaihanim emanate from the realm of Simcha, Leviim emanate from the realm of Renana. So Ivdu, the Avoida, the Kaihanim, is B'Simcha. That's where Kaihanim come from, the world of Simcha. Ivdu Hashem B'Simcha, Bayu Lefana of Bernana refers to the Leviim. And now this brings us to a very interesting subject. There is a famous Kri Ksiv in Mizmar L'Soida. Hu asanu, He made us, v'loy anachnu. It's written, v'loy anachnu. We're not His. But it's spelled, it's read, it's pronounced, v'loy anachnu, to Him we are. It's written, loy mitin aleph, it's pronounced, loy mit avav. It's written, not we are, it's pronounced, to Him we are. The Chaye Adam explains as follows. In Olam Hazeh, when you see someone's matzliach, the person is toilet on himself. And he says, "Ah, koichi va'oitzim yadi asali es ha'chayel hazeh." You know, in this world, if someone is successful, they think, "Ah, it's all me, it's all me." You know, you see sometimes, I remember there was a guy in camp, and okay, he had a decent voice, and so did another 200 people who had the exact same voice quality. And all of a sudden, this guy is a big star, and he's making tapes, and it could have easily been anybody else. Why him? Does he have a better voice? Is he more dynamic? No, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, he's going to be a singer, and I'm going to give him parnasa as a singer. That's the way it is. But people think it's koichi va'itzam yadi. Avo la'asid lava yakira akol. Hu asanu. Asanu doesn't mean He made us. Like, v'el ha'bakar asher asa. Amravinu fixed up the cow. He prepared the cow. Hu asanu. Wherever we are in life, God fixed us up. He made us into that. V'loy anachnu, and it wasn't us. You hear that? That's the meaning of the ksiv. Hu asanu. It has two meanings. Hu asanu. God made us. V'loy with avav anachnu. We belong to Him. Or hu asanu. God positioned us to wherever we are in life. V'loy anachnu, and it wasn't us. Our money, success, whatever we've accomplished, loy anachnu, it was not us. Very interesting. That's how the Chaye Adam explains the Krieg Siv over here. On the other hand, in the Yosef Tehillos, who wrote the Yosef Tehillos? On Tehillim, Maran, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, the Chidah. The Chidah's commentary on Tehillim. Hu asanu v'lay anachnu. He says he heard from the Rav HaMuvak, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Mizrahi, the Mechaber of Pri Haaretz, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda HaKoyin. In Masech Techulin, by the midst of Kisei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know why I love the Jewish people? Because even when I give them greatness, they lower themselves, they humble themselves. This is what it means. hu asanu. When Hashem is mashpia gedula, hu asanu. We say like this, even when God makes us great, hu asanu, God fixed us up. But v'loy anachnu, the way the Chida reads it, us, sha'anachnu loy, we're as if we don't exist, we humble ourselves. And then, v'loy anachnu, then we belong to Him. So the Chida reads it like this, hu asanu, God has made us great, He's elevated us, He's promoted us. But us, v'loy anachnu, we're nothing. We lower ourselves, we humble ourselves, and if we do that, v'loy with a vav anachnu, then we are truly desired by Hashem. Or the Chida says, exactly like the Chayei Adam. Or, ulefi pshutai efsher, He made us, we thank Him that it's all from Him. V'loy anachnu, and we didn't do anything. By the way, in the Sefer Darkei Musar of Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, Rav Shiva of Petach Tikva, I believe, he writes that he personally heard from the Chafetz Chaim, who said in the name of the Duvna Magid, "Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim hu asanu v'loy anachnu amoy." So there's a Creek Siv here. He said as follows, there are two people. They're both going on the roam. One guy feels this his pocket. He's missing his wallet. He grabs his friend. He said, "Give me back the money." He says, "You know, I took it. Did you see me take it?" He says, "Pal, we're in a desert. You know, we're on a desert island here. We're walking in the desert. It's just me and you. I had my wallet. You're the only option. How do I know you took it? There's nobody else around. I didn't steal my own wallet, it must have been you." So we say like this, listen to this, this is what the Chafetz Chaim said. "Du'uno ki Hashem hu asanu." We know that Hashem made us. You know how we know? How do we know Hashem made us? You know why? Because lo anachnu, it wasn't us. We didn't do it, we didn't make ourselves. And therefore, v'lo anachnu, we know that we definitely belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's conclude with one little lumdus from Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer Iyun Tefillah. We say, "Bo Yishar B'Soida, Chatzei Roisav B'Sila." Come to his gates with the Karban Toida, his courtyards with praise. Rav Schwab quotes Masechta Shavuos, that you're not allowed to add to the city of Yerushalayim unless you have a Melech, a Navi, Urim V'tumim, and a Sanhedrin of 71, and two Karban Toidos and a Shir. Meaning you cannot change the dimensions of Jerusalem unless you have to encircle the area, the new added area, with two Lachmei Toida of Chametz, and with the Shir Mizmar L'Saida. In other words, you need to bring a Karban Toida and say Mizmar L'Soida and say Yoshe B'Seisa El Yain based on the Gemara Shavuos. Now, the Gemara says, Marv Rabbeisai, you know that Mizmar L'Soida is the song of the future. It's of L'Asid Lavai. That's what the Chazal tell us. The Chayei Adam's commentary is based on that principle. Now, in the future, Yerushalayim will expand Adamesek. Yeah? Yaminu smal tifroitzi. That's what we mean. Yaminu smal tifroitzi. Right? Yaminu smal tifroitzi. It will expand. It will spread out. Adam Esek. Now Yerushalayim is going to get bigger. And the gates of Yerushalayim are going to reach Damascus. So by the way, if you want to get... You want a good real estate, you buy right outside of the gates, right where the prices just start going down, because one day they're going to be within the walls. But anyway, because it's going to be a capital city for all the world, like it says, V'naru ev kalagoyim. Now, if they do that, you don't think Yerushalayim could just expand. They're going to have to bring two lachmei toida. So we tell the Umay Sa'olam, Boyu sha'arav b'soida! Come to his gates with the Karban Toida, his Chatzer B'Sehila, La'asid Lavai. When you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you can only come with the Toida And Tehillah refers to the shir accompanying the Karban Taida. So that's the conclusion. In other words, one day Yerushalayim will expand, and we'll have to do so through the Karban Taida and Mizmar L'Saida. Be'ezus Hashem, the next shir on Tefillah, I believe, will be Yehi Chavoid, which has 18 psukim and 18 mentions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Look forward till next time. If anybody wants to join us, here's the schedule for the upcoming week. Sunday morning, we'll have to do a very brief daf Ion, because I think we have to do daf Samaches Sunday morning. And if anybody wants, Tuesday evening, there'll be a special shir in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan to the Beis HaMedrash at 9:45 p.m. Okay, everybody. Well, regular shir will be Monday morning, Agra de Pirka, and 5 p.m. Arches Chaim of the Rosh. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. Kol tov.
Bye-bye.
Good Shabbos.
Good
Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.